This is Arts Weekly Here and Now. I'm Jonice Franklin. He's only 23 years old, which is young when you're a composer of classical music, but Chris Rogerson already has a distinguished background in his field. He began serious music lessons at the age of 10 and has already studied with established contemporary composers Jennifer Higdon and Aaron Kernis at the prestigious Curtis Institute of Music. Here is just a sample of his work, a piece for solo piano called Till It Was Dark. This weekend, a new piece by Chris Rogerson gets its world premiere at the Chamber Music Festival of Lexington. Here, he talks with Rich Copley from the Herald Leader about it.
The piece I wrote is a piano quartet. It's called Summer Night Music. And, you know, when I was commissioned to write the piece, I've never been to Lexington, but I wanted to do something that was kind of appropriate for the setting and for the time of year and it's going to be around Labor Day. So I wanted to hopefully write what's an evocative piece of kind of summer evening. So the piece is in four movements. The first movement is called Twilight, and the second is called Fireflies. The third is Evening Prayers, and the fourth is Asleep Music. So in the piece, I didn't want to write anything too abrasive or to, when I first started writing it, I was like, what if I wrote a piece that didn't have anything really fast or anything really loud? And it was just kind of very, not always quiet, but just kind of never had anything really earth-shattering or anything like that. Of course, once you start writing the music, you have to have a dramatic arc to the piece, and there's fast music in the piece, but I wanted to write something that was very, evocative of that. It was kind of like lazy summer evenings.
When you decide to go that route with a piece, what are the challenges of doing that? Is it more in creating that mood or, like you were saying, what if I had a piece where nothing really big and dramatic happened? Is that the main challenge?
Well, I really like that challenge. I like that the challenges that it brings in terms of how do you maintain interest with a piece like that? So in this piece, I start off with a kind of a movement that kind of is like very floaty and ethereal. And then the second movement is a scherzo, but it's very light. So I really enjoy writing those kind of movements where it's fast and exciting, but is very light. And then third movement is a slow movement, very hymn-like. And then the last movement, I also like doing this, where it's kind of moderately fast. It almost feels like a fast movement, but it's quiet and we're, kind of magical and drifting off to sleep. So.
Now, notice you called one of the movements Fireflies, and you had a movement called Fireflies and Once also. Are they similar to each other, or did you have something?
Yeah, those movements are very similar. I adapted it for piano quartet and did a lot of rearranging because things don't translate all that well, when you're writing for completely different groups. But the basic idea of those movements are pretty similar. When I wrote the other three movements, I was thinking about what would be perfect, and honestly, I was like, what else is in Summer Nights? And I'm actually really excited about that movement because I think that the piano quartet version is going to be really great. I've really liked having the opportunity to have more string instruments, and I think it kind of makes it fuller and richer, which I think will be and more exciting. So.
It seems like it's usually composed for the piano quintet. Is that what they requested of you, a piano quintet, or did you have some choice in what ensemble of instruments you had?
No, they gave me a choice. I think they gave me actually six instruments to choose from, and said, that I could pretty much choose from those. I had written a piano trio, and even though it's 5 or 6 years ago, I did write a piano quintet. I'd never written a piano quartet, so, and I think I like the sound of piano quartet. I think it's an interesting ensemble.
Now, when you have a piece like this, is there any venue for sort of giving it a dry run before you send it off, or is it basically when you get here and hear them practicing where
Yeah,
it
I
can?
mean, that's definitely a fun part of it is that I haven't heard this at all anywhere. Just know what's what I put on the page, and I won't hear it until the first rehearsal that I'm at, which is always a little scary.
Composer Chris Rogerson speaking with Rich Copley from the Lexington Herald Leader. His new work, Summer Night Music, debuts Saturday night at the Chamber Music Festival of Lexington at Fasig Tipton Pavilion. WEKU will broadcast that concert live on 88.9 starting at 8 o'clock.